One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. Got a great program for you. America on the edge. You know, in the last days, the Bible talked about perilous times coming. Now we are here in those earth changes, the pole shift, and we have the U.S. Navy drawing up the future of the United States of America. We are in a possible pole shift prediction between 20 and 12 and 20 and 19. The early warning signs are all around us. Sudden large rogue waves coming up on the sea, tsunamis. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people killed in the last few years. Sudden hurricanes in unusual places. Sudden tornadoes out of season. Extremes and drought. Heavy rains. Out of season snows. Flooding. Severe storms. Mysterious booms, methane flashes, odd underground sounds, large portions of birds, fish, disturbed, killed, beaching of whales, disrupted cell phone, television and radio signals, unusual animal behavior, disrupted species migration patterns, unusual increases in violent behavior in human beings. Have you ever seen the school masses, someone taking a gun, just like they are like pre-programmed, suddenly they act. They go and they kill and they maim and they shoot. Unusual behavior in human beings. There's no safety anywhere. Just recently, the Congress lady out of Arizona just making a brief appearance to meet her constituents, gunned down, shot in the head. Unusual increases in violent behavior in human beings. When animals have disrupted behavior, they act unusual. You can probably note something's going on. Violent behavior in human beings is normal. That's the norm rather than the exception. But in animals, it's an exception. They basically are by nature good until disturbed. Is this magnetic behavior with the increase of severe earthquakes, rising sea levels? If you look at the 10-year chart that NASA has drawn up with the U.S. Navy, it looks scary. The Madryn Fault line, the rising or falling sea level, could actually reshape the world's coastlines and affect some of the most densely populated areas on Earth. Not surprisingly, scientists want to understand sea levels as thoroughly as possible. They have discovered that the ocean's behavior is not uniform all over the world, and neither are the factors that affect sea level. When sea level rises, it can do so for a few reasons. It can rise due to thermal expansion, the tendency of warm water to take up more space than cooler water. It can rise due to the addition of water, for instance, from melting glaciers. It can also rise due to the changes in the salinity of fresh water, which is less dense than salt water, and therefore takes up slightly more space than an equal mass of salt water. We are noticing through some of the measurements the oceanographers at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, they're relying on satellite measurements of sea surface heights, and they're noticing a temperature measurement is increasing, and we have a clear picture of the ocean's behavior in different parts of the world, which Christ said the waves of the sea will be roaring. Increasing earthquakes. Storm surge on coastlines for no apparent reason. They can't even measure it. It's abnormal. Increasing freak storms, out of season weather. What's causing all this, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, expect the unexpected with America on the edge. Our earth is evil. We are run by evil people with evil things on our mind. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment, saith Yahweh. Exodus 15:11. Who is likened to thee, Yahweh? You know, we've got to the point that we won't even acknowledge the true God. Deuteronomy 32:16. They provoked Yahweh to jealousy with strange gods? Are we provoking the situation when man is trying to destroy the faith that was once delivered to the saints? Deuteronomy 30:17, but shall be drawn away, and you shall worship other gods and serve them. You shall go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land. Now, who's the strangers? In that they turned unto other gods, and they will turn unto other gods, and they shall forget me with their abominations. They sacrifice unto devils, Deuteronomy 32:16-37. Deuteronomy 29:18. They went and served other gods of these nations. Aren't we doing all that today? Deuteronomy 28:14. To go after other gods to serve them, and there shalt thou serve other gods of wood and stone, and there shalt thou serve other gods which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. Deuteronomy 17:3. They served other gods and they worshiped them. Then they served and worshiped the sun and the moon or any of the host of heaven. What's going on today? We have those that are the New Agers telling us. We have people today that are still weeping for Talmuz. In Ezekiel 8:14, in Exodus 34:13, but Yahweh, you shall destroy their altars. You shall break down their images. You shall cut down their groves. And all them that go whoring after their gods and do sacrifice unto their gods, and their daughters go a whoring after their gods, and make thy sons to go a whoring after their gods, thou shalt make thee no molten gods, but ye shall serve and fear Yahweh. In Genesis 3:5, Yahweh said, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? America on the edge. What's happening? We have a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. We're going after other gods. We are entertainment crazy. We love to be entertained. We love the things of the world. We love to have our ears tickled. We love to be on the edge where we are now at the point with all of the earthquakes and all of the evil is now. The earth is erupting. The Bible speaks of it in different places, in different times, where we shall have a time of trouble such as the world has never known. We have a president that wasn't even born in America at his own admittance. Now he doesn't care. Are we going to have a continued political dysfunction in America until the warning signs, which are now being ignored, which are now being laughed at? We are now on the edge thinking about the things that are coming. We are anticipating destruction. We predict it every day. Turn on the radio if you don't believe it. They're predicting every day earthquakes, famine, hidden agendas of the government. The government trying to survive, building their survival shelters underground. It's just been reported that Russia is rapidly building 5,000 survival shelters. This was reported in March of this year. Government accelerating. 5,000 new preparedness plans. 5,000 new bomb shelters just in the capital city of Russia and Moscow. The European Union is now deploying plans to build a doomsday seed vault to store millions of seeds from countries around the world in case of a catastrophic event. Wonder what they're expecting. Previous reports suggest that U.S. government is now preparing for unlikely events like war, catastrophic collapse of society, asteroids crashing into the earth. These things are not too far-fetched. Go to any site and you'll see that we are daily playing Russian roulette with the objects of the heavens. The Bible says in the last days, great fearful signs will appear in the heavens. Underground bunkers and military bases have long been the norm. Nuclear bomb shelters. You know, in the 50s, we were trained and given places to hide in case of a nuclear attack. Today, it's only the government in preparation. They now know that the masses that live on the surface are committed to only saving those who work for the government, saving seeds, while they promise you that you're okay. Mr. Obama said, oh, there's no use of getting your iodine. There's no trouble abroad. We're not going to have a nuclear cloud drift over the Atlantic. It's going to dissipate. Ladies and gentlemen, why wouldn't they just tell the truth? Why wouldn't they want you to be prepared? Why is there a scarcity of iodine? Both in the bodies present, and even now, we are vastly under the recommendation of having iodine in our bodies to prevent just normal radiation. Now we're told not to worry. Most of the quote-unquote experts, oh, it wouldn't do you no good. It would do more harm than it would good. And yet it's the only antidote against radiation. There is radiation that even iodine will not counter. That's true. However, when you have a president that tells you not to worry, you don't need to worry. Why don't he just say, be prepared? Wouldn't that be more correct? Shouldn't we have regional emergency supply warehouses well stocked? Wasn't that what the Department of Homeland Security was? Didn't we find out during Katrina and the great storms that came up in the gulf that overwhelmed New Orleans? Was FEMA ready? They've had years and years to prepare the regional emergency supply houses. Were empty, disorganized. It was a shame. Homeland Security was a joke. World War II, I can remember World War II, the sirens would blow in the city that we lived in Ohio, and we would practice the preparation, what we have been taught, get under something to protect our head from debris if Germany bombed us. We were constantly told that they could fly their planes over here and bomb some of our cities. We were afraid. As a young boy, I was terrified. I really took it to heart. Now, they don't expect any attacks, no nuclear outbreak. Was they ready for the earthquake that hit Japan? Was Japan ready? They were given credit of being the most ready nation. Their buildings were built to withstand great earthquakes. They weren't built to withstand the tsunami that came way inward. We had vehicles piled. It was amazing at the filth that this water picked up and washed back out to sea. Swept thousands of people out into the ocean. To be lost. Are we going to have a similar thing happen in America? Are we on the edge? Are we ready for the Madryn Fault that the Army has predicted is going to drastically change the area of the United States? One-third of the center, the very center of our nation, is susceptible to a earthquake. The Bible talks about an earthquake was so mighty that it destroyed most of the world. Is that possible? Does Yahweh reserve for himself when we serve other gods or when we worship them and go after other gods that is recorded in Deuteronomy 28 that I just read? If thou go up after other gods to serve them, and there that thou shalt serve these other gods, which neither you nor your fathers had known, you go and serve these gods of these nations. What about the gods of Japan? Buddha. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, we don't get into that. We don't care what people worship. They're just good people ever were. Here Yahweh says, I am He. If you do not believe that I am He, with America on the edge, it's decision time. You're going to have to learn to serve Yahweh. Yahweh is sending all of these things, calamities upon the world in the last days to get the world, as they provoke him to jealousy with strange gods and abominations, they provoke him to anger. Don't you feel the anger? You'll be drawn away and worship other gods and you serve them. Who is the true God? To whom was the Bible account written for? Only for the sons of Yahweh. Only for those who have called upon the true God, Yahweh. those that know his name, those that have took that step out into the water, repented of their sins, and an open admission publicly raised their hand and swore by him that liveth forever that they will honor and call upon his name in the day of trouble. Because Yahweh said, I will deliver them that call upon me in the day of trouble. You see any deliverance today? Not to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up. Where are their gods and their rock in whom they trusted? He proved to the Egyptians that he was the King of Kings. Now, he's proven to Japan he's King of Kings. He's proven to America on the edge. We're now preparing for a third world war. It's coming. All these gods that we're going to bed with, committing spiritual fornication. He says, I will cast you in the bed with all of these strange gods and these goddesses, Asherah. And here, we freely can say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yahweh don't mind. But here in Exodus 24, Moses built an altar under the hill. 12 pillars were erected according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Do we have that kind of worship today? No. Should we? Yes. Should we compromise and bow down to those who have hooked up with other gods and justified it in religion? Should we weep for Talmuz like the women of Ezekiel 8:14? As they were in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 8, they did not cast away their abominations of their eyes, and neither did they forsake their idols of Egypt. And they come and brought their idols and put them in the house of their gods. Ezra 1 and 7. Ezra 9 and 1. The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to their abomination. Even the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Amorites. You did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But they created their eyes. They made wood and stone their gods. They called upon them. When Yahweh opened their eyes in Genesis 3 and 5, you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And you say people don't know no better day. It's okay. We're all one family. We want to live happily ever after. Ladies and gentlemen, people are not going to repent. They're not going to put away their strange gods and be clean. They're not going to wash their garments and make them white as snow in the name of Yahweh. What does the scripture say? Repent. That means to change. To turn from your wicked ways. Put away the strange gods that are among you. Be clean. Change your garments. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings which were in their ears. Boy, boy, wouldn't that look better today if we could take the earrings out of these servants to bondage.
how all these tattooed freaks. I mean, it's pathetic. It's like they wear these tattoos as a badge of honor. They have no fear of Yahweh. They prepared their bodies for Baal. He said, I will visit upon her in the days of Balaam, when you shall call me Isha, and shall no more call me Baal, for I will take away the names of Balaam out of your mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. When is that day coming? When are we going to come off the edge? We are almost to the point of tempting heat to become the heap. We want to be the servant. We don't want to be masters. We have given away our God and joined ourselves to Baal. We took other gods. We love to eat, drink, and be merry. For the children of Israel, Hosea chapter 3, 1 verse 4. Man, what a powerful chapter. They love wine. The largest consuming nation of wine is the United States on the edge. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without a theraph. For the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they've gone a-whoring from under their God, Yahweh. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains. They burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. They shall sacrifice with harlots. Ephraim, my firstborn, is joined to idols. They have committed whoredom continuously. Our rulers are shamed, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices of whoring and adultery and worshiping other gods. Of silver and gold have they made themselves idols. We got people today that think that silver and gold is going to deliver them in the day of trouble. The best investment that you can make is invest in the truth of Yahweh's name, worship Him, call upon Him in the day of trouble, put something into the bank of heaven, get off the edge, come over to Yahweh's side, choose this day who you'll serve. They sacrifice unto Balaam. They burned incense to graven images. They did sacrifice the two lords and to graven images. They make their perfume. And that day Yahweh will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, their flesh rings, their cowls, and their round tars like the moon. And that day Yahweh will take away the bravery of their anklets and their fillets and their crescents. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall he respect which his finger hath made, either the groves or the images. And he shall have no regard for their altars, the work of their hands and their fingers, as they sacrifice to the sun images, as it's written and recorded in Isaiah 17. And Isaiah 19 19, in that day there shall be an altar that Yahweh shall build in the midst of the land of Egypt. Nobody knows who built the pyramids. It's prophecy in stone. Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken to the ground. This stone hewed out of the mountain is the living stone. They shall cry unto that stone as living stones. They shall rise up. They shall awake and sing. They shall praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. America, you need to get off the edge. You need to choose this day who you'll serve. Do you trust in graven images? Oh, I've got plenty of money. I don't need to hear you, Pastor Buddy. Your money will perish with you. They shall cast their silver and their gold into the street, and yet it will not deliver them. They refuse to sit under a minister that'll preach the truth. They won't come out. They won't separate from their strange gods, the work of their hands, wood and stone. They go after other gods. What's wrong? They burned incense to other gods and worshiped the work of their own hands. Look what man has done. Oh, don't worry. We've got these people that... Oh, you don't have to worry. You're not going to die. And they're planning your death right now. You think that they care before you dying? Do you think that they care for you walking after other gods and serving them and worshiping them? Don't that fit their agenda to turn you over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned? Do you believe all of this propaganda that comes out of the news systems today? Well, you don't have to worry. Technically speaking, we've got a handle on this. We're not going to perish. We're going to eat. We're going to drink. And we're going to be merry. They built the high places of Baal to burn their sons with fire for burnt offerings unto Baal. They burn incense to the host of heaven. Yahweh's going to send them a host. Right now, we have in the heavens, we have the great shaking that's going on, that's causing this earth to shake. He said, I will shake the whole earth. And in that day, there was an earthquake so strong, there was not a scale to measure it on. The greatest earthquake. No man had seen an earthquake like this. Is it coming soon with America on the edge? Do you have the faith to trust him to save you? Job 26, dead things are formed from under the waters, and the inhabitants thereof. Hell is naked before him. He divides the sea with his power, and by his understanding he smites the faults of the proud. By his understanding, he smites the proud. Are you still on the edge? Are you wondering what's going on? Have you decided to change? I know people that wouldn't give $5 to get baptized in the greatest name in the universe. You can preach and prove the greatest name. You can prove that other names that they call upon or they worship is a snare. Judges chapter 2, listen, verse 3. And their God shall be a snare. Well, today we have people that is reading in the Bible a snare. They think it's God or the Son of God. They believe His name is correct. They do not search. They will not search out. They will not call upon the true name. They will worship a false name. They will follow other gods, the gods of the people, the God that's been manufactured, the God that people bow to every Sunday, every seventh day, Saturday. They go into these worship centers and they whore after other gods and they bow themselves to them. They follow these other gods and bow down. They gave their daughters and their sons. They chose new gods and there was war in the gate. I brought these things upon them to turn them. Hear me. Fear me. Make a decision. Get off the edge. Choose this day who you'll serve. I am Yahweh. Do not fear these other gods of the Amorites. Throw down their altars. Your father would have destroyed them a long time ago. Cut down the groves. The altars of Baal, these strange gods, these whoring people, the daughters have gone a-whoring, committing adultery, mixing their blood, bringing children into the world that Yahweh's not pleased with. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites. I am Yahweh. You shall not fear. You shall not offer burnt offerings with the wood to Asherah. Break down Baal's altar. Cut down Asherah, their altars. Break them down. Cut them down. Get off the edge. When will you stop contending for Baal? Let Baal contend against him because he hath broken down his altar. And Gideon made an ephod thereof and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went hither a whoring after it, that the children of Israel turned again and went a whoring after Balaam and made Baal their god. They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal. They entered into the whole of the house of the god of Baal, and they serve Balaam and Asherah, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab. Do you see these other nations that serve other gods? We have not feared. We will not repent. We will not turn to Yahweh. We're worshiping Dagon, the gods of the strangers, the peoples around about. We've committed fornication. We will not stand. We set up pillars and the temple. We put names of Baal's gods. We serve them. We will not search out the true name. We will not repent. We will not be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. We've gone a whoring after other gods. We're on the edge. It's time to return to Yahweh, O Israel. It's time to call upon me in the day of trouble. Remove the queen because she has made herself an idol. They went to the high places. They did not break them down and remove them. They served Baal and worshiped him. And they reared up Baal in the house of Baal. and all Israel backslid and went a whoring after Balaam. And the prophets of Baal became many. And they called on Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But Elijah said, when he called on Yahweh, take the prophets of Baal, let none of them escape. So let the gods do unto me and more also, that all the knees which bowed to Baal. In other words, let's test Yahweh right now. Call upon me. Ahab served Baal a little. Now therefore, call unto me all the prophets of Baal, for I have a great sacrifice to do to Baal. Destroy the worshippers of Baal. Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. All the worshippers of Baal came to the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was full from one end to the other. Bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal unto the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, the worshippers of Baal only, went into the city of the house of Baal, and they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal, and they burned them, and they break down the images. And they broke down the house of Baal and made it a drought house unto this day. Thus, Yahweh destroyed Baal out of Israel. What a mighty man. And the people of the land went into the house of Baal and slew Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense to Baal in the high places. They were on the edge. They couldn't decide. America is reliving this false worship system of Baal, and the world loves to have it so. When are we going to make that decision to repent, to turn to Yahweh, to raise our hands, to call upon Him in the day of trouble? What do you fear about? An earthquake. Did you know that the righteous are taken from the wrath to come? If this house, the USA, embedded right in New Jerusalem, Yahrusalem, the name of the king, this nation was named in honor of Yahweh. It was to be a blessing to all the other nations, not to worship their gods or serve their idols, but to separate and become a separated people, a holy people. But oh, we wanted to be like the nations. We wanted molten images. We wanted the calves. We want to make a grove. We worship the host of heaven. We serve Baal. Every nation make gods of their own and put them in the houses of the high places. And America bowed to these strange gods, gods our fathers did not know. Did you know that our fathers would turn over in their grave if they knew that we had sat by for the last 60 years or longer, and let all these strangers come in with their gods and their molten images and fill our temples? They took the name of Yahweh out of the worship places. Now the name of Yahweh is forbidden to be even spoke in the Catholic Church, the largest universal church in the world. Yahweh is not permitted to be mentioned. Can't even sing a song to His name to glorify Him. The nations of the world have gone a-whoring. They have separated themselves from Yahweh. They turned the ear to hear strange gods, gods that their fathers did not know. We bow down and worship them. We condone them. We send our sons to marry these heathen that worship other gods. We don't call them heathen. Oh, they're just good people. There's good people everywhere. There's no demand for good people in heaven. The only demand for people in heaven is not good, but right. David was not good. He was a sinner saved by the grace of Yahweh, but he was right. He had no other gods before him. We're too tender-hearted. We're too easy to agree. We stand by and let Antichrist people come in unaware and remove the truth of our Heavenly Father. We stand by and watch them attack the Word of Yahweh that should have been written correctly. Nobody dares to call them out. You don't hear preachers on the radio like Pastor Buddy that will condemn the name of Jesus that is written in the New Testament. And I call that name into question. Examine that name. Check it out. See if it's the name of the Creator. See if it's the name that Moses was given. And see if there was any J's in the 1611. Couldn't have been Jesus. Oh, it don't matter. It really don't matter. That's what they're saying today. The president said, oh, you don't need potassium iodine. Don't stock of it. You don't even need it. Matter of fact, it's not available anyway. We took it off the shelf. There's a shortage. You ever wonder why that there's a shortage of something that could benefit you if you were in radiation smog? You ever wondered why that you can't order it online, that all of the facilities are out? You wonder why that they ran out so quick? That's because they didn't have any to start with. Very little of it. You know why? Because the elite who wants you to be a number, they don't care if you leave the earth. Right now, the elite would like to rid the earth of 6 billion undesirables off the earth. Wouldn't that be a happy day? If we could get the royal king to come back as a virus, and he could eat up and destroy all the people just taking up room on the earth. That's the way they think. You're just nothing but cattle. You're goyim. There's two classes of people in the earth that the devil has identified. That's Jews and Gentiles. There's no longer any Hebrews in the world. That's what they were to start with. They were never called Jews. Never. The Jews are not God's chosen people. But I know in the Bible there is a scripture that says, I know them that say they're Jews. That's from the house of Judah. Judah was only one son. He didn't even have the firstborn son of the birthright. The confusion is deep. They will not listen to a preacher of truth. They will cast him out and say, away with him. It crosses their gods. It crosses their belief system. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. And such turn away. Work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. But they said, we will not honor Yahweh we will worship the gods of the land. We will worship those that were formed out of the imagination of those that have a conspiracy to cause man to forget Yahweh for Baal. Ladies and gentlemen, ain't nothing changed in this world. The same yesterday, today, and forever was Yahweh. They changed his name several times until the point that they can get away and stand up and say, oh, he's got many names. Doesn't matter what you call him. They served their idols and their gods. They turned away from Yahweh. I've got to get off here tonight. My time is coming down. You're listening to Pastor Buddy and our address tonight. If you'd like to write me, I need your help. Post Office Box 568. Just mail your letters or cards to Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Telephone number 423-351-1082. We need your help. We need your understanding and your consideration. Help me to break down the altars of Baal. Help me to cry against the incense of deceit. Help me to warn the host that's given up to worship the host of heaven. To break down the images and the idols. Help us, because we need your help. Yahweh bless you. Go to our website. I'd like for you to go to our website. Brother Bob's got our website looking so good. I'm so proud of it, and I know he is. We'll Bob a great deal because he's put so much of his time and effort into having, I think, perhaps one of the best websites on the web. That'll be oneyahweh.com. One Yahweh. Is there another? Should we look for another? Is that the only name given under heaven? OneYahweh.com. Go to OneYahweh.com. We have several hours of messages already posted online. We have many articles I think will be of interest to you. I'll be a help to you. Take you a long time to go through the articles if you were sincere about reading. Read about the great change of the name. Break down the altars. Burn the high places. Stamp it to powder. That's what kind of vessel Yahweh wanted you to be. To break down the altars on the high places. Stamp them to powder. Praise Yahweh. If you love your children, your land, your wife, or anything that you put before Yahweh, Yahweh's got to be first. You got to love him. Women can turn your hearts from worshiping the true God. They're very influential. It'd be better for you to separate and live on a housetop than in a house with a contentious woman. They'll give their sons and daughters up to Baal. It's been through the history. Curse God and die. Be a Job. Woman, you talk like a foolish woman. You talk like the Moabites. You talk like the children of Ammon. Because as for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. Oh, it's a sacrifice, a great sacrifice. Turn to him today. Hear the word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh, for the remission of sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Get off the edge. Come back to Yahweh. We need the light to shine. instead of the darkness that we're in. The way to bring the light is bring the truth. And the truth will bring light. Truth is hidden and revealed to a few. Let's make it many. Yahweh, opened the eyes of Israel tonight to get off the edge. And I ask that in the name of Yahweh. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on the WRV 3.185, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm sponsored by Brother Paul tonight, 1-800-253-2748, Brother Mark, Brother Bud, Brother Edward out of the great state of Mississippi. Thank everyone for their tithes and offerings I've received this week. May Yahweh bless you for standing for the truth. And I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, WWRB. Yahweh bless.